I met this bloke who looked like a goth, but I soon found out that he was not. He was a genuine count from Transylvania. He said, marry me, that's where I'll take you. To a ruined castle on top of a cliff, where the air's so cold it would freeze your tits. And there he taught me how to fly, two lovers together in a purple sky. And we had bats for dinner and bats for tea, bats for him and bats for me. A big fat rat for Sunday roast, for breakfast we had bats on toast. And when the cooking became a chore, we'd just chop them up and eat them raw, or open the window facing south and let them fly straight in our mouths. Bats for dinner, bats for tea, bats for dinner, bats for tea, bats for dinner, bats for tea, bats for tea. Much. They seem to bear some sort of a grudge. Attack the castle with flaming torches, burn the stables and stole the Porsches. Then the local vicar, a miserable tart, stuck a wooden stake through my boyfriend's heart. I escape, but I'm alone again in a one-room flat in Sydenham. And there's no bats for dinner, no bats for tea, no bats from the caves or the belfry. It's peas and cabbage for Sunday roast, or if I'm lucky, beans on toast. And when the cooking becomes a chore, I just chop them up and eat them raw, and think of how things used to be when there was just my count and me. There's no fairy tale castles in the sky, but the room's so cold it would make you cry. And still sometimes at night I fly over London's dark grey sky, and think of it, man, another world, and hope is waiting for his girl. And day united we will be together forever, for eternity. And there'll be bats for dinner and bats for tea, bats for him and bats for me. A big fat rat for Sunday roast, for breakfast we'll have bats on toast. And when the cooking becomes a chore, we'll just chop them up and eat them raw, or open a window facing south and let them fly straight in our mouths. Bats for dinner, bats for tea, bats for dinner, bats for tea, bats for dinner, bats for tea, bats for tea. Bats for dinner, bats for tea.